Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olander for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verals is thrown out after the base hit. Allison scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander bunts in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of AG. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Cott scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Bradford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. Rollins moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Don McMahon now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verhals moves to third. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McGraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Tommy Ag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with locker covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford pinch hits for Bob Locker. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to third. Frank Castro pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Verhals moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Veer Als moves to third. One out. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ullander hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Veer Als tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als misplays the ball. That's an error on Veer Als. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Agee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. Ron Klein now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Kenworthy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Twins. Pete Ward pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenworthy moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing right field. John Buzzard now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Oliva moves to second. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Veer Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veer Als is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Veer Als hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Marv Steele pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Jim King pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.